You're listening to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Today, we're going to talk about Balenciaga. Now, if you're on my team, you already know, last week, we did a bonus episode about Balenciaga. We talked about the BDSM, the Bears, Kanye West, all kinds of stuff, right? Little did I know, this thing was going to explode into the mainstream. And we're going to, today, we're going to have part one of a two-part deep dive into Balenciaga. A lot of developments. Lots of stuff going on. Shaping up to be the, dare I say, number one conspiracy of 2022? Coming in hot at the end. So today, what I want to do on this part one, we're going to do a very brief recap of that bonus episode, because I know not everybody heard that one, right? I didn't know this was going to become the biggest story of the year. And thank goodness, right? We need some exposure on these ideas. We got to wake some of the normies up. And look, I'm a hybrid. I'm half normie, half truther, all right? I don't believe just anything. You guys know this. You're always fighting with me on social media, crying about how I don't want to believe in flat earth or me questioning Kanye, but wait a minute, no. You know what? I'm here to find the truth, not to cater to conspiracy theorists, all right? Sometimes the truthers have it right, and I'm here to represent them when they do. But I'm also here to tell you when you're wrong. I'm your daddy, basically, all right? And look, it's not easy. It's not an easy job. Taking shots. I want to pander to you guys. I want to pander to the audience and give you what you want and tell you you're right. You're absolutely right on all this stuff and blah, 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 blah. But I got to stay true. Now, part one, why am I scolding you? I'm scolding you like a child. Part one of this Balenciaga saga. We're going to do a recap of the bonus episode. That's why I was talking about it, because not everybody's on the bonus feed. I know that. I didn't know this was going to become the most important story. So we're going to do a very brief overview of it. And I'll have you know, I broke this story a week before the mainstream media caught onto it. You know, your family members are probably sending these news stories. Hey, did you see this? Yeah, you saw it. You heard about it a week ago already. You know what I mean? The conspiracy people got it right this time. So we're going to do a brief recap. Then we're going to get into the hot goss, the juice. I know you want it. We're going to talk about what we got right and wrong on the first episode, on the bonus episode. And it turns out, sadly, the truth is actually much, much darker. We're going to talk about the United States versus Michael Williams case. And I'm going to decode this Balenciaga image I shared on my Instagram. I have a massive finding, major key alert. No one's found this hidden symbolism on this image, as far as I know. I mean, look, it's possible someone did and I just didn't catch it yet. But I've been looking at all this Balenciaga stuff on TikTok and Instagram, people sending me stuff. No one's caught this. It's a big, major finding I'm going to reveal to you by the end of this show. And you're going to have to go to my Instagram to see it for your own eyes. I'm going to prove to you that this Balenciaga nonsense is in fact satanic. And like I said earlier, I'm half normie, half truther. I'm skeptical of a lot of this stuff. I don't like just throwing around the, it's satanic, they worship the devil. I don't like just throwing that around. But this is one, I'm going to say illuminate, confirm. I'm going to prove it to you. You got to hear what I found on this one. It's going to blow your mind. Are you ready? Did I hype this up enough? I hope it lives up to all my hype at this point. But this first part is going to be fairly short because I need to get this info out there ASAP. Everyone's talking about it. This is the hot subject right now. I need you to get on my socials. You need to share this episode. If you're on the free feed, wait till it drops on the free feed, whatever. I need you to share this one because everyone's talking about it. We need to raise awareness of this because I think this is the hidden underbelly. I think a lot of these conspiracies, as weird as some of them seem, as incredulous as they might seem, this is one case that I think we need to dig into. The fashion industry has been a subject we've been covering for many years. Back in the golden age of blogging on IlluminatiWatcher.com, which, oh, by the way, I got sued and had to take down all my articles. Why do you think that happened? You know, that's what kills me. You know, Kanye and Alex Jones, oh, crying about getting canceled. I've been canceled before those guys, right? I didn't lose as much as them. You know, Kanye lost, what, $2 billion or something crazy? Sure, he had a lot more to lose. But I'm just like, welcome to the club. I don't know what to tell you guys. I've had to start from scratch so many times, I don't even know how to tell you. I got the whole sad story on my website. I won't force you to hear my sob story of getting torched off of everything. And that's what kills me, is like I said, I'm the half truther, half normie. And that, I think, is what the problem is. They want me to go full-blown insano so that you can just discredit me as some lunatic trying to get clicks. That's not what this is about. All right? I want the clicks, yes. I've got a segment I do every show called Grifter Alley, where I try to peddle. I try to peddle things. I got books to sell. I got shirts to sell. I got all the things. But I'm not going to do it at the expense of trying to be sensational and trying to rile you up. You know, a lot of these truthers want to rile you up and get you pounding on your desk. I don't want to do that. But sometimes it calls for it. This one here in particular, I don't know what's going on here. All right. So let's get into part one. First, we're going to recap this bonus episode in case you haven't heard it. Very brief. Give me 5 minutes, 10 tops. It all started with this advertisement by Balenciaga where they showed young girls holding these stuffed teddy bears that were adorned with bondage gear, BDSM, a very adult thing, right? And you know me, very liberal, progressive guy. I don't care if people want to do BDSM, knock yourself out. Get into all the weird stuff you want to get into, my friends. The problem is, you can't do it with the kids. Why are you trying to do it with the kids? These kids don't know any better. They can't consent to this stuff. But nonetheless, it happened. And, you know, at the time, they tried to just sweep it under the rug and not answer any comments. But since you know, we all started talking about it, now they've been apologizing and they're like, oh, I'm going to sue this guy. We're going to talk about that in part two. Well, Balenciaga also wiped their entire Instagram, which you'll find, and I think we talk about this in part two. We're going to talk about all the key players involved and how they're all setting their Instagrams to private, trying to avoid the big cancel culture. But they wiped the whole thing. And on their homepage, where these images could have been found, they removed them from there as well. All right? Because I went on there looking for it. And in this bonus show, I talked about how Ye ties into all this stuff. Kanye West, right? They dropped Ye. He was a big Balenciaga guy for a long time. They dropped him when he started talking about going Death Con 3. You already know what we're talking about, don't you? And then in the bonus show, we talked about how, you know, this ties into this company, Keurig. And the CEO of Keurig is married to Selma Hayek. But, yeah, we talked about a lot of the branding that Kanye had with Balenciaga, Kim Kardashian, still modeling on the website, and all this stuff. And we talked about how the bear symbolism, the teddy bear, ties into theories, just theories, about child abuse. And we referred to my book, Kubrick's Code, where we talked about The Shining, and more importantly, Eyes Wide Shut, which, lo and behold, Nicole Kidman, who starred in Eyes Wide Shut, who I talked about on that episode last week, since that episode, has now become a central figure of focus in this unfolding theory. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm going to break down for that. That's going to be part two, unfortunately, because I'm going to tie Nicole Kidman, who is in Eyes Wide Shut, one of my favorite movies of all time. One of the best Christmas movies, by the way. Nicole Kidman tied into MK Ultra as well. Can you believe it? Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Her father from Australia ties into all this. All this stuff connects in. But and the reason why part two is being delayed is I still got to put some, I got to cross a couple T's and dot a couple I's. And I was building this analysis. I was like, this is huge. This is going to be like a 2-hour show. And you know me, I like to keep them at an hour or less. 30 to 45 is my sweet spot. And I was like, well, we're breaking this up. And plus, I got more stuff I got to catch up with for part two that I got to confirm, right? I do a lot of research, a lot of confirmations. So anyway, part one, we talked about the bears, the teddy bears. We ironically talked about Nicole Kidman. And we talked about how the one image from the Balenciaga ad had the purse. It was the Adidas Hourglass wallet. And it was on top of some paperwork. Sleuths online zoomed in and they said, oh, it's a court case about child, I don't want to say these words on my show, imagery of children, which you know what I'm saying. And they believed at the time that it was tied to a case called Ashcroft versus the Free Speech Coalition. And it was discussing the rights of people with child P, right? Imagery. You know what I'm talking about? And we talked about it. We said, well, maybe that's what it is. It kind of seems like it could be when you zoom in on some of that stuff. But now we're going to get into the new stuff, the new revelations, where we're going to revisit some of these ideas from the first episode. I'm going to correct some things, and I'm going to reveal to you some new truths. Got it? Let's go. That court document was not the Free Speech Coalition versus Ashcroft. It was actually, turns out, the United States versus Michael Williams. But the case is still about the same sort of topics, right? It talks about virtual child stuff, which, again, is tangentially what the Ashcroft versus the Free Speech Coalition is about. It's about defending these people's rights to create these kinds of things on some level. And, of course, they've got excuses for it. They're like, well, it's not really that. It just looks like that. Whatever, dude. Sounds good. United States versus Williams was a decision by the Supreme Court of the United States that a federal statute prohibiting the pandering of child P, offering or requesting to transfer, sell, deliver, or trade the items, did not violate the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which is the right to free speech, right? Even if a person charged under the code did in fact not possess child P with which to trade, the decision overturned the 11th Circuit's ruling that the statute was facially void for overbreadth and vagueness. The Supreme Court reasoned that there is no First Amendment protection for offers to engage in illegal transactions, and that banning the collateral speech that introduces such material into the child P distribution network does not, in fact, criminalize a substantial amount of protected speech. Now, what's kind of interesting, and what's the key idea here, is that whoever designed that photo set on purpose printed out this particular case, these cases talking about this thing, and decided to put it in the set that had little kids holding BDSM bears. What's kind of interesting is that the same Wikipedia where I found the information about the United States versus Williams actually references that Ashcroft versus FSC case that we talked about earlier that we thought it was from. It says, the court further stated that blase, blase, blah would not be construed to punish the solicitation or offering of virtual child P, thus comporting with the holding of Ashcroft versus Free Speech Coalition. So that must have been what, on those documents, the online theorists that zoomed in, they must have been seeing the reference to that case mentioned in U.S. versus Williams. So there's a correction there. Now, as you know, because I went onto Balenciaga's website to try to find the kids holding the bears, right? And it was all wiped out of there. Even the purse, even the Adidas handbag, they changed the image on that. But when I was surfing around, I found a different image of a kid not holding a bear, but there was a bondage bear in the room with this kid, and I posted it. Now, I'm not going to say I was the one that released this and everyone, it's gone viral since then. Maybe others found it as well. I don't know. But the point is, everyone's talking about this image now. It's gone viral, completely viral. And I had some people reach out to me and say, look, man, there's some other stuff in this that you missed. Because I casually glossed it over. I didn't go super in-depth on it because I just thought, huh, that's interesting. Here's another one with the bear that no one's talking about. So the image that I found, there were, and I didn't come up with it. Someone sent me this TikTok. There's, if you look on that image, and I'm going to repost this to my Instagram, Instagram.com/IsaacWiseUp. You got to see what I'm talking about on these. I zoomed in on some of this stuff. I had to zoom in on the original image I downloaded because the one on the Instagram, when you zoom in, you're not going to see it. It pixelates up. If you look on the wall, they have in crayon how, I guess, I don't know, parents who love their kids will mark on the wall their heights as they get older. My parents are like, hell no, we're not ruining the paint on the wall, you mad? Do people actually do that? I don't know. Anyway, there's lines and then there's heights, or I'm sorry, dates next to those lines, okay? Now, there's four dates on there. I can only read two of them for sure. So the two I can't read are 02/08/20-something. So February 8th, 2000-something. It kind of looks like 2008. I can't really tell. The other one I can't really tell is May 11th, 2000-teen-something. I don't know. But the two I can confirm are, let's start with the first one, December 9th, 2021. Well, what happened on that date? Why would they use that date? Well, there's a guy named Josh Duggar, all right? Josh Duggar was found guilty of having images of child pee, which is kind of related to this whole thing, right? Which is really weird. Like, what are the odds all these things are happening? And if you don't know who he was the oldest of 19 kids. 19 kids? So, you ever heard that meme, it's a vagina, not a clown car? Well, anyway, there's 19 kids. There's a reality show called 19 Kids and Counting. I never watched it. I wouldn't support that. I mean, I think there's a limit. Come on. It's like Elon Musk and Nick Cannon. They're trying like hell to get to 19, I guess. But Duggar, this Josh Duggar guy, was actually the executive director of this evangelical lobbyist pack called the Family Research Council. And their whole shtick was to petition against pornography and abortion and the gays, all the things you'd expect them to hate, right? And then their executive director, he's doing the worst thing out of all of those, turns out. And more disturbing yet, Duggar apparently allegedly molested one kid who was under 5 years old. Now, you may be wondering, well, why was he arrested for possessing child images? Well, it's because he was like 14, 15 years old when he was abusing little kids, like I said, one kid was under five. What the hell, dude? But he was arrested for possession of possessing the child images and sentenced to over 12 years in prison. 12 years? He'll probably be out in six. for good behavior or something. But anyway, fun fact, Duggar was, fun fact, I feel weird saying fun fact, this is a gross topic. It was, Duggar's name was revealed back on the infamous Ashley Madison leak. Remember the Ashley Madison website where I think the whole idea was it was discretion of, I think it was married men would go on there to hook up with escorts or something like that. But there was a leak of all the customer data, if you recall, several years ago, and it was revealed that Duggard's name was on that too. And he had to apologize for cheating on his wife, and then even worse turns out, you know what I mean? So that was the one thing that happened on December 9th. Then Scott Peterson was sentenced to life for the murder of his wife, which I thought that happened like forever ago, didn't it? But let's now move to the other date we can confirm. February 3rd, 2013. A few things happened that day. Do you know what? Where were you? Where were you when the towers fell? Chris Kyle, the very famous Navy SEAL sniper, was shot to death at a shooting range by, he used to try to help vets with PTSD. And he was with one that unfortunately, you know, I don't know, had a momentary break. I don't know what happened, but he shot Chris Kyle. Chris Kyle was nicknamed the Devil by the Iraqis because he sniped 250-some people. But bigger story yet. February 3rd, 2013, we had the biggest sports ball event of the year. It was Super Bowl XLVII. Which one's that? I don't know. Who cares? 40-something? I don't know. Doesn't matter. The point is, it was the Super Bowl, because I only watched this stuff for the halftime show. And guess who was our halftime show performer at that Super Bowl? Beyonce. That's right, Beyonce. And not only that, this was the show where she infamously did the Illuminati Triangle on stage. That's right. The Illuminati Triangle, the Rockefeller Diamond, as they say. And I wrote about it, you know, because I've been covering all these mass profile rituals of the Super Bowl and the award shows for over 10 years now. I compiled a bunch of the Super Bowl performances in Amazon, and I think it's on my Gumroad store, a little mini ebook explaining the purpose of the Super Bowl, with the idea being that there is a direct interest in gaining the attention of the largest audience in the world, showing them symbols to embed into the subconscious. Why do you think that they charge millions and millions of dollars for seconds of advertising space at the Super Bowl? Because there's power in this, right? You get into Edward Bernays and propaganda ideas. There's a reason they do this. They're speaking to the subconscious. So when Beyonce shows us the Illuminati hand triangle, it could be just that. It could be symbolism talking to the subconscious. Now, I took it a step further. I'm gonna read to you, okay? And if you want more, and go to my Gumroad store and get the little ebook. I think it's on there. I'm still running my Black Friday shirt sale, by the way. I got to, because I'm too lazy to turn it off. I got to go back in there and change the prices. So you better hurry up and do it. If you wanted to get the OG Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular t-shirts, that's the rest of the stock. Once those are sold out, we're switching over to the new branding. Because your boy's tired of getting in trouble and tired of getting canceled. Because the new shirts are going to be like this, but they're going to say occult symbolism and pop culture, because that's our new name. Because we're trying to move away from being under the big boot, all right? But yeah, get on there. Get an OG shirt. I'll know you're the, if I see you probably with the OG shirt, that's what's up. And don't think it can happen. I've met a few people over this last year in public. Random people. Hey, buddy, what's up? Hey, buddy, when's the next podcast? I said, what the hell? Really weird. Really bizarre. A lot of people listening out there, so shout out. Okay, reading from my, that was my Grifter Alley segment for the show. Okay, I'm going to read to you from this book. In 2013, Beyonce utilized her attention to flash the Illuminati symbol known as the Rock Diamond, which looks more like a triangle, which could also be the Merkle Power Diamond. This symbol is being shown to us to harness energy and power from the fans and followers. No matter what you believe, the symbol is there, and it received energy that continues to be propagated by many others today. This triangle symbol is utilized by magicians in order to conjure up demons inside of it. They think they can summon these demons and negotiate powers from them, and the triangle contains their embodiment while they do so. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Beyonce infamously made the triangle with the thumb and four fingers, right? And this was a hand gesture created by Jay-Z. He called it the Rock Diamond. Of course, referring to Rockefeller, which was his record label there. Rockefeller, of course, being one of the Illuminati bloodlines. But what we're talking about is this hand gesture, which he says is a diamond, and it could be, right? Like the Diamond Dallas Page diamond cutter, which I believe Jay-Z sued him or vice versa. I don't remember. But it looks like a triangle. And all kinds of artists have emulated this. Beyonce, of course. Which, by the way, I remember, I'll never forget. I was still new to this whole thing, new to podcasting, blogging, and all that. I saw it when it happened. I reported on it. I said, wow, look at that. She did the infamous Illuminati hand triangle. And I'll never forget. I was at work at the dreaded day job the next day. And you know how it is. Everyone's talking sports, ball. I could care less. And I heard the one guy, a very normie person, he talked about it. He said, did you see the Beyonce thing? She did the Illuminati hand sign. I said, whoa, there's a lot of people into this. He knew what it was. Because back in 2013, not everybody knew about all this stuff. And he said it. I said, wow, this is really taking off. And over the years, we've learned a lot more about that hand gesture, right? We've learned about how the OTO, the Ordo Templi Orientis, a magical order, uses this. They use that same hand sign. Anton LaVey was shown doing the same hand sign. I've talked about this many times over the years. I think it was in the Beyonce Black is King episode I did a few years back when that came out. I think we talked about that in depth, about it's the hand gesture of the goddess, the flame goddess or something like that. And guess who also was propagating this same hand gesture? It's, of course, Kanye West. You know, Kanye West, of course, got his start with Beyonce and Jay-Z and all that stuff, right? Well, also at that Super Bowl, we're still talking about February 3rd, 2013. The kids from the tragic incident that happened at S period H O dash O dash K, we'll call it Shook. I know, I got to talk in coded language. It's like 1984 around this piece. The kids from Shook sang America the Beautiful with Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson, of course, also allegedly Illuminati confirmed, tied into blood sacrifice theory. We talked about Kanye West just recently confirmed. He said, my mother was a blood sacrifice and all these celebrities do blood sacrifice. Is he off his meds? Is he crazy? Is he making it up? I don't know. I don't know the guy. It would fit into a lot of the theories we talk about. Jennifer Hudson, I believe, I could be wrong. Let me make sure I'm speaking the truth here. I'm almost positive Jennifer Hudson's brother died or something like that. No, he was murdered. Jason Hudson was murdered in 2008. And a lot of people, that was back when she got first popping. Well, a lot of people said, oh, Illuminati confirmed, blood sacrifice to get famous. I don't know. I mean, have you heard much from Jennifer Hudson lately? No. So the kids from Shook sang America Beautiful at the Super Bowl. Now, again, I usually don't talk about these red-hot subjects like Shook, you know? I'm not going to get into it, but I do find it very bizarre that we're watching a real-life conspiracy, propaganda, misinformation battle go on right now. You know, because I like Alex Jones, but I don't defend a lot of the stuff he says. To me, he's too literal, too sensational. He says stuff that I'm like, bro, you don't know that. Why are you saying that? You know? You got to be a little more careful. Is what I'm, again, because I'm half normie. All right? The full-blooded truthers, they'd lose their mind. No, you say it. Okay, well, you don't know that. So you don't know the earth is flat. Until you can prove to me this shit's real, you can't say it's real. But it's very bizarre how my man Alex Jones got penalized $1 billion. That's more than, I mean, come on. I mean, the kid who did the thing paid less of a price. The gun manufacturer paid less of a price. Like, dude, maybe you guys are, and I get it, right? Like, there's apparently the things he said was causing real problems, and that's very unsavory, and it's very not cool, and he kept pushing it, and whatever, right? I don't know the whole court case. But $1 billion, and then now the families want him to pay another $2.75 trillion. Bro, he don't have $3 trillion. I know that. He might have a million or two, but he don't even have a billion. But back in the golden age of blogging on IlluminatiWatcher.com, I covered the whole shook subject as it was unfolding, and it did have a lot of bizarre symbolism. And again, I don't know that it confirms anything in particular. It was just really weird. Like how on the Batman movie, it was on the map, they pointed to it, and then that was the same one where we had the infamous Aurora, Colorado thing that happened. It connected to Wizard of Oz, which is very MK Ultra, right? Because the Shook kids also sang Over the Rainbow, which comes from Wizard of Oz, right? But Wizard of Oz ties into MK Ultra theories. According to Fritz Springmeier, I believe, might be the first one that talked about this. And Judy Garland, who was Dorothy in Wizard of Oz, was on SANDYSHOOK Records. And I think, wasn't the album on there something about getting a gun or something? I don't know. Anyway, lots of weird stuff. Let's continue. Let's ramp this up. Some other interesting finds on this image that some of you found and told me about. Ball, B-A-A-L. You can see B-A-A-L on a roll of tape. Okay? Now, this is the tape that you'll see in the image on a chair, I believe it is. And it's the same tape that Kim Kardashian was wrapped up fully as attire. It's like police tape, kind of, right? And it's interesting because the roll, it's formed so that the end of the tape meets up and it's B-A-A-L. Right? Which you could say that's an honest mistake. Okay. Well, Baal, of course, is a reference to Moloch, this ancient deity of child sacrifice from Mesopotamia. Concept we talk about many, many times. The fertility god that they would sacrifice kids to. The Bible warned you not to do it. It said, quit sacrificing your kids to Moloch, a.k.a. Baal. In the Valley of Hinnom. And we talked about this subject in depth in The Dark Path, right? My book, The Dark Path, with Carl Jung, who always referenced the shadow side of the mind. Again, this is in the subconscious where the symbols speak to us. According to these people way smarter than me. I'm not making it up. That's what they said. And the hand gesture of the, you know, I love you hands or the rock and roll horns, whatever you want to call it, it's also called the mano cornudo, which was intended to ward off the evil eye and all this stuff, depending on how it's used. But some people claim that in Illuminati symbolism, when artists do this, they're actually embracing Moloch, the horn deity associated with Baal or Cronus or Saturn, and all of these things tie into consuming children. Cronus and Saturn particularly, that's the legend, is that he was eating all his kids. which you could tie into all this cannibalism stuff, and wow-wow-wee, it's getting dark quick. And we're actually going to go into that territory on the second part. But the shadow is the dark side. This is where the satanic stuff comes from, I believe. They want to feed it. They want to feed the shadow. And you could argue this is satanic. If you listen to my February 2020 shows, March 2020, about Kobe Bryant and the kids' books he wrote, where I read the books, it exposed how he was trying to sell these books to kids, be like, you got to embrace your shadow, the fallen angel, and all this stuff, this satanic archetypal stuff. I'm not making that up. If you listen to those episodes, I'll try to remember to put a link in the show notes if you haven't heard them. I read right from the book, not making it up. Also in this image, there's a white rabbit on the shelf. How could I miss it? How could I miss the white rabbit? But it's on the shelf. So people say this is a reference to adrenochrome. Some people could argue this is a reference to Alice in Wonderland. Follow the white rabbit down the rabbit hole for the change in global perspective. And some would say the change of perspective they want is to embrace Luciferianism. The elemental structure of the adrenochrome element looks like a rabbit as well. I mean, lots of weird stuff with the white rabbit. Also on the floor, there's a black hood with strings, which looks exactly like someone would wear to a mass, a Gnostic mass, or like an Eyes Wide Shut, again, tied to Nicole Kidman. It's like the hooded figures. Of course, they were wearing red cloaks. But if you wore the black robe in a satanic ritual, that's exactly what it looks like on the floor. Where did they get that? You know what I mean? Then the big one. Then my mic drop moment. The big one. I couldn't believe. I had to rub my eyes and look at it and say, is that what I think it is? I'm going to show you again. Go to my Instagram, instagram.com/IsaacWiseUp, link in the show notes. There is a 666 on the wall. That's right. That's right. Very clearly, I'm not exaggerating. Very clear, a 666. And if you look at it with the zoomed in, I took the high def original image and I zoomed in. One of the sixes, they blurred out a major part of it because they apparently wanted it to, they blurred out the 666 to make it less obvious, I think. I think it was too obvious, and they were like, well, let's like blur a part of that out so it's not too obvious. And you can see it for yourself. Plain as day, 666 on the wall. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Am I being crazy or not? I don't think I am. I usually try to be a good gauge of whether or not I'm being a lunatic, and I don't think that was the case here at all. At all. So yeah, no one's talking about that. No one's said it. I found that one. I was very proud of myself. So be sure to share that image on tag people, share it on your stories, spread the word, because now the mainstream news articles are posting about this story. I'm going to tag the guy from New York Post who wrote about this stuff and say, hey man, there's another image we got to look at here. This is satanic. That proves it's satanic. It's a reference to the Antichrist. The number of perfected man, as occultist Manly P. Hall would say. When man embraces Luciferianism and transhumanism and goes into this darker shadow realm, the dark side of the Kabbalistic tree of life where the demons reside. So there you go. There's part one. Stay subscribed to the show for part two. All right. I'm dropping it very soon. I'm going to drop it no later than maybe Thursday or Friday on the supporter feeds, ad-free. Free feed gets it on Monday. And you can, in fact, if you want it, I know you're going to be hot in the past because you're going to want to hear it. Because we're going to get into, this is what we're going to get into. I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about. I'm going to walk you through all the players of this whole story because it's it's getting crazy right now. It's hard to follow all this, right? So I'm going to go through all the people involved, all the statements they've made, the photographer, the set designers, celebrities, Nicole Kidman, who I'm going to tie to MK Ultra. We're going to talk Kanye West, a.k.a. Ye, Kim Kardashian. We're going to discuss some horrific. Look, part of me wants to say, hey, let's take it easy. You know, we don't need to cancel all this stuff. But then Balenciaga proceeded to drop a new image of a model who looks like Courtney Cox. I don't know who it is. We're going to talk about that image because guess what's on that? Guess what's on that image? More crazy, dark kid stuff. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about this horrendous artwork by this guy, Michael Bormans. You ever heard of it? You're going to be disgusted. If you thought the pedo bears was bad, wait to hear this one. We're going to discuss some model, a lot of vagina, a lot of Volkova. And of course, I'm going to wrap it up with the grand finale. We're going to tie it to Jeffrey Epstein. That's right. It's all there in part two. So stay subscribed to the show. And in fact, if you're eager and hot in your pants to hear all that, which I know you are, I've still got this I think it's a limited time. I don't think I'm going to keep this going forever. On my IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section, you can get free access to the VIP section to get a taste of the good life. Ad-free, all the bonus episodes, early access, bam, 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 you get it all. And I even made it because, look, I know some of you out there think, I'm not putting my credit card number in on some website that says Illuminati Watcher. You're insane. And I get that. So I made the free trial. It's a free 2-week trial. You don't even have to put a credit card number in. You just put your name, and I think you need an email address for me to, for my hosting to send you the private RSS feed for you to get on it. So there you go. You'll get part two tomorrow or Friday, whatever day I get it done at. I still got to, like I said, I'm still finishing up some research. I want to make sure I get the story right for you. Because there's a lot going on in this. I mean, it's unbelievable. I thought the Wayfair thing was a big to-do. Because you remember in the summer of 2020, we talked Wayfair. We talked Kubrick's Lolita. And I found some amazingly disturbing factoids connecting those two things when I watched Lolita for the first time. About human furniture and all this stuff, man. So there you go. That was part one. Thanks for listening to the show. Remember, go to my Instagram, instagram.com/IsaacWisehop. Find that image. Tell me, is that a 666 or not? You tell me. Drop a comment on there. I want to know. Am I being crazy or what? Thanks for listening to the show. Till next time, stay woke.